Back to that soccer match Frank Contreras in Mexico City mentioned a few minutes ago. The world's William Troop is following all the nail-biting action as teams from around the globe try to qualify for next year's Soccer World Cup in Brazil. And as you were telling me earlier, William, this is when things kind of get surreal, even wacky, in World Cup soccer in this qualifying phase, which I guess is a good starting point for understanding why Mexicans are so unusually grateful today for the United States. Explain this.
Basically, right now is crunch time for qualifying for next year's World Cup, which will be played in Brazil. And a lot of nations have already made it, have qualified. But some teams are still, you know, really, really trying to squeak in. And one of those teams is Mexico.
And so last night, they weren't the only ones playing. The United States was also playing a qualifying match against Panama. So suddenly you've got these two matches side by side. What happened?
It got crazy. There was Mexico playing Costa Rica and the U.S. playing Panama. And at one point, towards the end of both those matches, which were being played simultaneously, Mexico was losing and so was the United States. And that meant that Panama was going to get the last ticket to the World Cup from the North America Caribbean region. And Mexico was going to be eliminated. Goodbye, go home, watch the World Cup on TV. Instead, in the next few minutes, what happened is that Mexico still lost its game. They really haven't been playing very well. But the U.S. came back, and in the last 90 seconds of play in that game against Panama, they scored a couple goals, came out on top, won. And what do you know? Panama is the one that goes home and watches the World Cup on TV next year. Mexico still has a chance. They are not through yet. They have to play New Zealand in a playoff next month.
Right, and just because Mexico loses, it had enough points and the U.S. winning meant that it could go ahead.
Yeah, and by the way, I should say the U.S. has already qualified, so has Costa Rica and Honduras for the World Cup. Now Mexico has to play that one more playoff.
So that's the story here in our neighborhood, our hemispheric neighborhood, but there's also big World Cup qualifying news in the rest of the world. For example, I saw this tweet from CNN's Christian Amanpour this morning. Once I stood in soccer field-turned-graveyard in Sarajevo, now Free Bosnia enters World Cup for the first time. Congratulations. So tell us, what happened there?
Yeah, I mean, basically, the bottom line there is that Bosnia, a country which, of course, did not exist until sometime in the 90s, has qualified for the World Cup for the first time in its history. And Bosnia is a very small country, not even 4 million people living there. That's been through a lot of war and strife, of course. You know, now has this amazing reason to celebrate. I mean, the players came back from their game in Lithuania yesterday. They won 1-0 there. Came back to Sarajevo to ride in an open-top bus through the city, people celebrating. It got wild down there.
So that's Bosnia. They get a World Cup bid for the first time. So that's great news for them. There's also some weird little story items from Iceland. What's going on there?
Yeah, another country that has a playoff chance to make it to the World Cup still is Iceland. And they're really psyched because if Iceland makes it to the World Cup, also that would be for the first time in their history, they would become the smallest country ever to qualify to the World Cup. Iceland has, I think, about 300,000 people. The previous record was held by Trinidad and Tobago, which they have more than 1 million people. So that would be quite a record for Iceland.